Gibraltar may only have 30,000 inhabitants, but it has been a long-standing cause of friction between Britain and Spain. Brexit has added another dimension to this already complex issue. 96% of Gibraltarians voted to remain in the EU in the Brexit referendum of 2016. That reflects their dependence on trade with EU member states. Gibraltar's economy is based heavily on industries such as gaming, gambling, and finance, which all benefited from the EU's lack of trade barriers. But the people of Gibraltar were also concerned that leaving the bloc could put at risk their status as a British territory. Gibraltar has belonged to Britain since the early 1700s, but Spain believes it's a remnant of the British Empire and that ownership of the rock should be returned to Madrid. As an EU member state, the UK could resist Spanish efforts to reclaim sovereignty. But now, when the issue comes up, the UK will be alone, while Spain has the support of the other 26 EU countries. So far, there has been little change. Madrid and London have been holding negotiations in parallel to the main Brexit discussions on a number of issues, and the two countries will continue bilateral talks in the coming months. Cooperation on the environment is a key issue, as are border controls between Gibraltar and Spain. Because the Rock is a tax haven, it has been common for goods such as tobacco to be smuggled over its border into Spain. But arguably the most urgent matter related to Gibraltar's exit from the EU is the status of the 15,000 or so Spanish workers who cross over the border each day to work on the Rock. On the Spanish side, incomes are low and unemployment high. By contrast, Gibraltar has one of the highest per capita GDPs in the world, making it crucial for the economy of the surrounding area. Many of those who cross each day to work in Gibraltar are worried that their labour status will be affected by red tape. But like so many aspects of Brexit, we probably won't know if that will be the case until later this year, when the so-called transition period comes to an end and the UK's new relationship with the EU is set in writing. Guy Hedgecoe, DW, Madrid.